White Bird of Paradise Houseplant, you must have imagined that he is a very beautiful bird when you heard his name. But in disbelief, there is an enchanting and beautiful lush plant of this name that makes the environment of your apartment house as beautiful and special as its name. In this world, strange and beautiful plants, animals, and birds live, and having and even watching each of them will be very interesting and memorable in its way. You can bond with it by having a pet, and you can also spend special moments by having a plant at home, which is also interesting and exciting in its own way, and how good it is to choose the Bird of Paradise plant for your indoor plant collection. These plants are one of the plants that keeping in your home will only bring you a good feeling and peace. But you should know some things about this beautiful plant. So stay with the following article about the White Bird of Paradise houseplant. The Bird of Paradise plant is a symbol of having a bright and bright future, and it is so beautiful that they use this plant as a gift to express love and affection. So let's examine together the methods of maintenance, light and soil, and the disadvantages and advantages of this plant. The benefits of having White Bird of Paradise houseplant. The benefits of having a White Bird of Paradise houseplant. First, we must talk about its unique beauty. This attractive apartment plant has white flowers with blue overtones that create a special contrast with its wide and large leaves. Because the leaves of the White Bird of Paradise houseplant are dark and the flowers are very bright and shiny. And they attract everyone. This plant does not need much light to grow. Note that the ambient light for this plant should not be direct. You can also use a humidifier to moisten the broad leaves. This plant also has good resistance and attracts insects, which is a good item for a plant. Disadvantages of having White Bird of Paradise houseplant. Disadvantages of having White Bird of Paradise houseplant. In addition to the advantages, there are also disadvantages for a White Bird of Paradise houseplant. This plant is poisonous and its leaves should not be eaten by humans or animals, so it's not a safe plant for kids and pets, and you must not use it as a kid-safe plant for play space. In the case of irrigating Zabid, its wide and beautiful leaves will get fungus very soon, which makes this plant generally weak and ugly. Note, don't worry. This plant is only sensitive to excessive watering, and you can prevent this by managing the time of flowering. Watering the White Bird of Paradise houseplant. Watering the White Bird of Paradise houseplant. White Bird of Paradise houseplant needs regular and timely watering. During the growing season, this plant needs more water and the soil should always be moist. However, in the seasons when it has reached sufficient growth, excessive watering is harmful and you should water it when the soil is completely dry. Note that cold water is not suitable for this plant. Use lukewarm water. Propagation of White Bird of Paradise houseplant. Propagation of the White Bird of Paradise houseplant. It is done through the leaves of the White Bird of Paradise houseplant. You should separate its leaves from the part attached to the stem and plant them in moist soil. You can use leaves that are old and fragile. This way you can have new flowers to give to your loved ones. Resistance to pests of White Bird of Paradise houseplant. Resistance to insects and pests of White Bird of Paradise houseplant. Houseplant. Note that the White Bird of Paradise houseplant is very vulnerable to pests such as mites and spiders. But don't worry. Pests are easily eliminated and treated with this golden tip. Just clean the leaves with a cloth and water spray. Halal poisons damage the leaves of this plant. Instead of solvent, you can use some natural homemade pesticides such as vinegar and water. Conclusion. The White Bird of Paradise houseplant is a resistant and durable plant and you can enjoy watching its beautiful flowers for many years. As mentioned, the flowers of this plant are like a flying bird and are an important symbol in visual arts. In my opinion, get this plant and enjoy it. Its maintenance method, as you have read, is very easy. After a while, you can use its old and fragile leaves to create new plants and give them as gifts. Isn't it exciting?